Well, sometimes you just need to state the obvious. You just need to state the obvious. For example, as this sign says here, hot beverages are hot. So be careful. Or when a road or a path is flooded, you should probably turn around so that you don't drown. Or if you want to check a book out from the library, it will be closed until it is open. And lastly, you should not drive your car into poles. Do not do that. Now, these signs, they're just stating the obvious, right? And you might say that they're so obvious that it should go without saying. It doesn't need to be stated. But I'm sure someone has burned their mouth on coffee and sued a restaurant, right? Or I'm guessing people have driven their cars into areas where it's flooded, or they've asked if the library is open when it's actually closed, and certainly people have backed into that pole, and thus the need for the sign. And it might be clear, but sometimes you just need to state the obvious because people do dumb things, which we're all prone to do, right? Well, it's also stating the obvious to say that the gospel of Jesus Christ is absolutely essential to Christianity. It's obvious. Now, Matthew 9:35 says that Jesus went about proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. Romans 1:16 says that the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Philippians 1:27 calls us to conduct ourselves and live in such a way that our lives are worthy of the gospel. And 2 Thessalonians 2:14 says that in the end, we will obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ because God has called us through his gospel. Now, from beginning to end, it's obvious that our faith is centered on the gospel. It is absolutely essential to Christianity. But if we don't state it and restate it again and again, if we don't emphasize the gospel, then like burning ourselves on hot coffee or drowning in a flooded area, we too will do dumb things, like move on from the gospel, forget it, or change it to our own detriment. And so when Paul, who calls himself a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle set apart for the gospel in Romans 1. When he hears that some of the churches that he planted in this region of Galatia are moving on from the obvious and starting to believe a different gospel than the one he preached, he's understandably a little fiery about it. He's passionate about it. He gets emotional. And in that emotion and in that passion, he states the obvious in a letter to the Galatians. See, Galatians is an emotional and theologically rich letter written by Paul to combat false teachers who had moved in and were influencing the church to move away from the gospel of Jesus Christ, a gospel that he had taught them. And as they were tempted to move away and distort from the true gospel to a distorted gospel, he says in chapter 1, verse 6, that not only are they're deserting the gospel, they're actually deserting God himself. And so, Paul writes this letter to state the obvious to them again and again, calling the churches back to a message that says that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, Galatians 2:16. He passionately pleads with the church to remember the gospel, and by remembering and applying it to their lives, to be freed and formed by the gospel. And that's our passion as well as a church. We desire to see Christ formed in every single one of you, to not move on from the gospel, to see the gospel go deeper into your life so that Christ is formed in you, that you might be freed from the power of sin, and you might be formed by this gospel to live in a way that's compelling to the world. And so in this series, we are going to be stating and restating and again the obvious, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is essential. It's central to our faith. And by doing so, our prayer is that Christ would be formed in each one of us. And so to that end, we're starting this new series, Freed and Formed by the Gospel, where we will, week after week, walk through Galatians. And during that time, we want to not just have me standing up here preaching sermons, but we want to invite you all to take this journey with us. And so we've Riley and I worked on these booklets that we've made available for all of you all. We want to encourage you to grab one on the way out. But each week, there is the sermon text is printed on a spread with enough space for you to write in it, mark it up, look for linking words and repeated phrases and key themes, and then answer some questions so that you come on Sunday mornings prepared to hear the message and ready to apply it to your lives. Not only that, but every Tuesday at lunch, at noon, during your lunch, if you're at work or at home, I want to invite you to join a Zoom call. There's a QR code in here that you can scan and follow it. But we're going to have a call every Tuesday where you can come with your observations of that upcoming sermon text and share what you've been seeing and help me shape that sermon for that week. Because we are here as a church growing together, being formed by this gospel together. And so I want to hear from you on what you're gleaning, what you're learning from the Lord. We want to get you all participating in this sermon series so that Christ might be formed in you all. But also today, we're going to do something a little different. We did this back when we started going through the Sermon on the Mount. But we are going to just sit under the reading of God's Word, but all of the book of Galatians. So we have several folks up here who are going to come up and read the Word of God to us. This will remind you all that Galatians is a letter. So this letter would have been passed around to different churches, and as they received it, they would have had the letter read in their church, and then they would have discussed it, and someone would have explained it, and they would have worked their way through it. But we're going to sit like they would have in the when this letter was written. They would have just read it over the church. And so we're going to do that this morning. And so to that end, I'm going to call the first person up, and we're going to hear God's word read over us. God, thank you so much for your word. Would you use this letter to the Galatians to speak to each of us? Lord, we want to see Christ formed in us. So we want to be transformed by this gospel of grace. And so would you take us deeper into your love for us freely shown in Christ? It's in his name we pray. Amen.